our system is broken. Our supply-demand system is broken in the sense of, you know, when the prices are high, people, entities should be going, all right, well, I want to sell more because, you know, prices are high so I can make a higher profit. But we don't have that. We've got high prices and the prices are staying high because they're not increasing production. So this windfall profit tax would be something that would apply to the largest companies. And given the comparison to what they're making, you know, what the profits they've made in the past at the level they used to make versus what they're making now. And it's not through any fault of or any credit of their own that they've come up with a better product. It's just that the market has been roiled by the Russia situation and the fact that OPEC has decided, well, we're just going to hold pat on our production right now. So nobody's increasing production, and the efforts to have them increase production are not working. But with this windfall profits tax, we could incentivize them to not hold back their profits and pay it out as dividends or do stock buybacks, which is what they're doing, you know, in record amount as well for, you know, transferring money to shareholders, but rather to spend it on production, which is fundamentally the short-term answer we need.